Okay. General services purchasing. On page 65, there's the governor's recommendation. Page 67, property management, is that we reduced travel to $5,500. Reduced to by $5,500 to $5,500. Reason for the reduction is, again, just inflationary increase of 6%. They have 11% figure there. So our general fund total is 191.
Point zero.
Point zero. Some of these reductions aren't very big, but the budget's pretty tight. Okay. Risk management. We deleted the, position, loss control inspector. I'm not quite sure what the figure you have for personal services, Allison, 131.6, how did we arrive at that?
The cost of the one loss control inspector is 2020.
Okay, right, excuse me. We deleted one loss control inspector at 28.3, so the new personal services figure is 131.6. They were requesting two. 131.6.
This count here is wrong. Wait a minute.
The count will be four. Position count to bottom. They were requesting two positions, and we allowed one.
That was inspector.
No, excuse me, we allowed none.
Governor allowed one.
The governor allowed one, we allowed none. So the position count is four. The personnel services figure is 131.6. Okay, I don't mean confusion, but I'm confused. We reduced travel down to 12.3. That's associated cost with the position. We reduced the commodities down to 1.2. And we reduced equipment to zero. All of those were associated with position. So your interagency receipt total becomes 173.6 with four personnel. Okay? 173.6. General services, central mail and switchboard is governor's recommendation. Central duplicating. We allowed the we allowed the duplication supervisor and the clerk three and the clerk one are already filled. They were filled by revised programs. We left them in. The graphics artist one we allowed, and the clerk ones, four of them, we disallowed as general fund positions. We would be asking them to go back and fund them through CETA again as they had in the past. So your figure for personal services comes to 512.2. That decrease is a result of disallowing the four CETA conversions, which amounts to 63.1, and we took out 1 month of the funding for the artist. So your
that was the only position that was allowed?
We allowed the first four positions there.
Oh, I see, okay.
First three are already filled through RP, the fourth one's a new one, but we took out 1 month of funding. Your personal services figure is 512.12. The interagency receipt total then becomes 1127.6.
Can you go through the positions that were deleted this time?
Okay.
The governor allowed eight.
The governor allowed eight. We're allowing the first one. We're allowing the first four.
Three of which are already filled.
Three of which are already filled. The only new one is the graph chart, but we're allowing the first four. The last four are clerks, and we're not saying that they can't have those clerks. We're just saying fund them through CETA money like you did before. Instead of transferring to general.
So the position count's the same though?
Position count remains at 25.
Well, if you're allowing the positions, how can you do that? That should be 29.
Well, you don't count CETA positions as permanent full-time positions.
CETA positions come and go.
Hey, that's a good question. Now, when you delete those CETA positions, and the terms of getting the money under Title VI is that they that they eventually go into the system. I'm not promoting putting them back. It's matter of fact.
You're supposed to.
Nobody does it.
Page 75, archives, the governor's figure. What's this change in position count, Allison?
No, the archives page should have shown detail for two new positions which the governor denied.
Oh, okay. They were requesting. Okay, they were requesting two positions. The governor denied them. Leasing and facilities on page 77 is governor's recommendation. Okay, on data processing. Services to administration. We allowed the two positions, ADP programmers. And we've got some intent. The intent would read as follows. As the Department of Labor, Employment Security Support Services, Data Processing, Operating, Capital Budget Intent, so we can serve in all places. As you may know, they're taking bids on a new computer and so on. The intent would be that this appropriation and its expenditure are contingent upon the Department of Administration and Department of Labor restricting encumbrance and expenditure of capital improvement appropriations related to fiscal year 79 new state computers until January 1st, 1979. What we're telling them is, you know, go ahead and take a look at getting a new computer, but you don't make a final decision until after January 1st of 79.
Why is that? That's when we get.
Because the rationale is that we're in an election year and there may be a change of administration. That's a pretty major decision. And I think that it's a decision that, you know, if the governor's back, then fine, then go ahead. The new administration's in, I think the new administration should look at that decision.
I like your positive attitude.
We'll figure on that, but we'll be coming over tomorrow and the next day for the capital budget and that's just for administration.
As long as Chancellor Croft is governor, I'll be satisfied.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you wait a minute, you got to stay out of this. You got to.
Oh, I'm not saying
anything. Beggars can't be choosers.
That's right.
You better rag or whatever.
Anyway, that we had proposed that intent. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Didn't we have some intent in pre-conference about giving us a comparison of leasing out this state?
Do what?
This is in process.
Mr. Chairman, that was intent, and we did get a report back from them. I have a copy in my office.
Okay, that takes care of page 81. 82, data processing services to operate. So it's governor's figure on 81. Everybody got this. 83, services to operating agencies. Personal services figure has been reduced to 1424.9. We denied the equipment operator 2, and we denied the computer telecommunications specialist. We allowed the systems analyst 1. So the personal services figure is 1424.9, reduced contractual to 1481.6. The general fund total becomes 2470.6. That's general fund. The grand total is 3084.7. I get this backwards, you're probably getting all screwed up here. 3084.7. General fund total is 2470.6.
Would you please repeat those numbers again?
Yeah, okay. Personal services is 1424.9. Contractual is 1481.6. Gives you a grand total of 3084.7. And a general fund total of 2470.6.
Okay, you gotta do that one again.
2470.6. We allowed position number 4. Only positions 1 and 2 we disallow.
For 4 times.
Full-time cavalry, 50, 1, 50.
Mr. Chairman, the interagency receipts and data processing, I received a list that's broken out among various other components in other, budget categories. They show under data processing, receipts for post-secondary education of 32.5. Post-secondary education is budgeted $99,000. And I talked to Dave Scott, and he feels that education probably needs that, post-secondary education needs that money, but it would be up to the committee whether or not to reduce the appropriation of post-secondary education or to delete it from.
Or increase this one.
Right.
Increase it.
Increase receipts and thereby reduce, even reduce the general funds here. The same is true of the education film library. And also, data processing is budgeted $50,000 for Medicaid, and Health and Social Services Medicaid budget does not show $50,000, it shows zero. And, retirement benefits, well, I guess we'll wait till we get to that. But retirement benefits shows an extra $69,000 that is not budgeted by data processing. And, because that was.
Is that the reason there's a difference?
Part of the problem is that when, I think, when some agencies budget, if data processing can't handle the load of services, then the agency has the option to contract out. But initially, the figure should jive.
So, okay. Figure should jive. See, the secondary needs that money, what Dave was saying. So we could reduce general fund by what, 59,000 over here, or whatever the figure is. Mm-hmm. Now how about the other ones? What would be the?
That would also be true of the film library.
If they need the money.
Health and social services. I don't know if we can check with Dick Wilson, but if they, if we find that they don't need $50,000, their interagency receipts, so they had the budget.
Chair, can we leave this open? Let us check through all this, and we'll come back to it. Just on that one question, I guess. Okay, State Telecommunications Network on page 85 is the governor's recommendation. Page 87, Data Processing Consultant Services is the governor's recommendation. Page 89, Administration and Support for Data Processing is the governor's recommendation. The Labor Relations Agency, we were allowing governor's recommendation, but we've got notice that a budget amendment will be coming over, so I guess we wanted to go. Should be over in a short while. It's going to increase it by $30,000 if we allow it. Page 95, Retirements and Benefits, Public Employee Retirement System. We reduced personal services to a figure of 287.0. What we did is delete the Retirement Benefits Specialist 2. I guess the rationale for that is that I really don't think they need it, and every time we pass the bill, we're determined on the fiscal note, they have a position in anyway. So
we're
287, we allow the information officer. Information officer?
Another
plaque, man? Yeah, to provide information on the retirement system to employees, to participants, legislature, the whole bit. I
got a bill down there someplace related to a letter I got from Bob McComb. Did I show it to you, Oral? I wish the guy could get that bill up here so we can look at it. He wrote in for his retirement benefits, not realizing he had a, was vested in the system, you know. Knocked himself out of about $150 a month. And
they gave him $98 cash and cashed him out, and his benefits now be
$155. Well, all they sent him was a form to fill out, and
he invited him.
Yeah, Jay has been working on it for me, and he said that isn't the first time that kind of thing has happened.
that's their problem, you know, is that they've become an agency that advocates positions, thinking they're, you know, they're, instead of helping the employees and looking out the employees' interest, they're working against it, I think.
I forget the number of that bill, but we've got a, something ought to address. I mean, hell, old Bob, hell, all he's got is probably some social security and a few things like that. And he had to move outside because his wife was sick, you know, he couldn't.
I thought that was absolutely criminal.
Well, if somebody had any brains, I went to the governor's office with the letter, and all they would have had to do is give him a little temporary job up on a creek, watching a creek or something, and let him get back in the system, and he'd be back in clover, you know?
He could have paid 98 bucks.
Yeah.
So he for life, he lost 150 bucks a month?
Yeah.
$165 a month, and what he got was $98.
They just sent him a form back, and he filled it out so he could get his, the money he had. Because I don't know why he wasn't smart enough to figure out if he had anything in it. He had trouble coming. Or at least they could have explained to him what.
Well, they just, they cashed him out, what they did.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, you Democrats, get your committee chairman on the ball.
287 for personal services. Travel was reduced, and the figure 16.4 was reduced because of the position cost. Equipment was reduced to 2.3. Commodities reduced to 2.5, 3.5.
Contraction. Reduced to 2.3 for a contractual or bond.
Commodities, you said.
All right. Personal services, let's do it once again. Personal services, 287. Travel, 16.4. Equipment.
Contractual.
All right. All right, is that causing you problems, buddy?
Yeah, just jumping around all over the place.
Sorry, we have to take these commodities.
Okay, contractual is 243.5. We reduced contractual, data processing costs were over budgeted.
These are the ones I just mentioned.
Okay, well, we're going to reduce it here. And we'll
commodities.
Right. Well, okay, commodities, 3.5.
Where's your pen? It's
hardly worth it.
These things all add up.
Paper pins.
And equipment? 2.3.
What did you say?
I can fund $15,000 for an arch camp.
What do you got for a total?
584.3. Okay. All right, on TRS, 584.3 is total.
Shows an interagency transfer 201. Is that that out or in?
No, that's reduced. Is that right? Reduced? No. Let's see.
That's not what
the
show
is.
Retirement.
Well, this all shows under.
Oh, that's just PDRS's part.
What's the breakout of the funds here? It's
same thing here.
It's other funds.
Okay, they're paid out of the
earning jokes.
Okay, but what, when it shows interagency transfer, now those are, where's that coming?
It's not coming from, it's going to other agency.
Part of the contractual.
Anything coming in with the interagency
receipts. It's part of the contractual. I mean, the interagency receipts really fit within the contractual figure.
Did they have the stuff out for them in the OPAC office?
Okay.
All right. TRS on page 97.
We'll leave a note on that.
The personal services figure is 284.1. 284.1. Travel figure is 17.3. Contractual figure is 180.5. Commodities figure is 3.5.
Okay.
And equipment figure is 2.3, for a total of 516.0. We reduced personal services because we didn't allow the position again, retirement benefits specialist. and the other cost in travel, equipment, commodities are associated position cost. And we reduce contractual because of the over budgeting, again, that process.
Information officer was allowed.
Information officer was allowed. It's the same information officer actually that's in the previous page. TRS, PERS, shared this.
We're not we're splitting the cost or the position management?
It's already split in the budget.
Mr. Chairman.
Then next week, I got a chamber. When have you got me on the chamber?
On page 94, the description, the three new positions split 50-50, TRS and... where are these people? Who are they?
The retirement benefit specialist and the information officer.
Okay.
Three new positions split.
Two retirement benefit specialists and one information officer. The costs of the three positions are split among the components. So each component is budgeting for 1.5 positions.
1.5 positions.
Okay. Other benefits? Personal services figure is 104.1. The reason for the reduction in personal services is that we reduced, we didn't allow the retirement benefit specialist position that the governor allowed. It's our understanding that he was supposed to work on deferred comp on the new program, on the change of work program. But we're not changing over, so we don't think they need him. And also, we took out a vacant position, which was a specialist that was supposed to handle the elected public officials' retirement system. And that was 22.2. So our personal services is 104.1. Contractual is reduced to 23.6. That reduction, again, is because of the non-change over to Equitable on the first comp. So our total...
To Equitable?
We're at Hartford now, they're going to change Equitable, but that was their turn. So the total general fund is 110.6. The other funds are 46.3. And our total is 156.9. All right. Retirement and benefits.
Part of that. Because we did hire somebody to get my retirement.
Okay, central support is the governor's figure. Been transferred elsewhere. Right. Page 105, legal services.
Gerald, we never had that hammerhead in here, did we?
Nope. Which one's that?
Which hammerhead?
Attorney General.
We had hammerhead. And,
good God. Here's your chance.
How much money do we spend a year for hire out? Special legal services. RCA contract and pipeline group.
God.
Yeah, you'd be glad to know, Ernie, to all the people we hire that went through the Witchy program. Okay, personal services figure in legal services is 3264.8.
Even raised it?
No, 3264.8.
Oh, okay.
We disallowed positions number 8 and number 9. Attorney 5, which is supposed to be a tort attorney, and the secretary. Positions 1, 2, and 3 are filled. 1's filled. Is 2 and 3 filled?
No.
Two and three are not filled. One is already filled. we allowed the legal assistant three.
ARP, is that ARP?
Yeah, by ARP. The other two attorneys, number two attorney and number three attorney, are to handle petroleum revenue related activities. Number one is already filled. We allowed the legal assistant three, the paraprofessional. The reason we allowed that is because of specific legislative intent last year that they should start going towards paraprofessionals. And we thought, since we put the intent in, we should allow that to see how it works.
What's a paraprofessional?
Have a lawyer?
Attorney that's taking the South course.
Or plug the bar.
Take a refresher course at taxpayer's expense.
It's the guy that flunked and they're re-educating him.
He's a witchy's too.
He's on the witchy program now. Still got him on the table. I have a question. I have a question now, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Are these positions all in the Attorney General's office?
No. Let's see. Well, they're all in the Attorney General's office, but they're funded through interagency. Many of them. I mean, they're in the Attorney General's office doing work for petroleum, doing work for natural resources. The first three attorneys are working for, three new attorneys are working for petroleum related activities this year.
Working for natural resources?
One, two, and three?
None of them that we allow this year are for natural resources. They, last year, as I recall, they came in with one or two or three attorneys for natural resources. In fact, the intent, if you notice, the intent was that we should assign more existing attorneys to natural resources. They've apparently done that because they're not requesting any new ones.
Will that these go then?
Well, I guess it's called petroleum revenue natural resources, I guess.
They all went to natural resources, huh?
No, they're in this office over here. Maybe located in Anchorage. No, they're located in Juneau, in fact, but they're in the AG's office.
Okay.
They're funded interagency receipts out of natural resources.
Or revenue.
Or perhaps revenue.
What, you know what, particularly these
revenue? It's going to take more than that to keep the right.
These two positions are going assigned to revenue.
This is good compared to other years. They haven't got that to me.
90 staff, 90 members.
I was hoping some buggers to sign my name. Well, you just got through hiring seven of them.
What's no, number? We didn't hire seven, Red.
Oh, just the three?
We hired three, four.
Oh. Those were one, two, three, and four?
And one paraprofessional.
Well, I just took out eight and nine positions.
Attorney seven's already filled. I don't know for sure which one. He's torts.
Okay.
They wanted another in the tort, and we figured one. Well, those are all attorneys.
Well, no,
they're secretaries.
How many of those one-armed bandits they got out there?
How many one-armed attorneys? I think we're getting better with it, no? Okay, also, can I go ahead and read the rest of the figures? Okay, the figure for personal services was 3264.8. The figure for travel is 137.7.
Oh, that's too much.
The figure for contractual is 604.7. 604.7. And the figures for commodities is 42.3. Gives us a grand total of 4096.1. 4096.1. The general fund total is 2750.9. And IAR, interagency receipts, becomes 1345.2.
What was it?
General fund total is 2750.9. Interagency receipts is 1345.2. Of course, by decreasing the interagency receipts, that's really a decrease in general funds somewhere else. I mean,
that 1412.4 on other funds, would that be coming out of the
out of the pipeline monitoring, things like that?
Which
out of the pipeline? Is that pipeline related to other funds?
No, it's related to a lot of things. These are the attorneys, this is funding for the attorneys that handle the cases for fish and game, they handle for natural resources, they handle for revenue, for, you know, for all departments. Okay. 107 is the governor's recommendation. This is the funding for the ICC continuation case, and, you know, if anybody's guessed what we're going to need, just put together, put in. You know, I don't know what else we can do there. It's the governor's recommendation. Revenue, page 109, revenue, governor's recommendation. From here on out, it's really quick. Page 111, petroleum revenue, is governor's recommendation. These are all very tight budgets. In fact, most of them.
You gotta give Sterling something more to do, though.
He can work with the bank.
Give him more travel money.
Page 113 is governor's recommendation.
The only thing wrong with the travel, if we give them, we don't give them direction in the travel.
Page 115.
We make it round trip.
115, personal services is 646.2. And the reason for that reduction is we allow the new position, however, it's talking with them, they may have difficulty filling it, so we took out 2 months of their funding. And that's too much lag time. So the figure is 646.2. Other fund, that's the only change. So our total becomes 1236.8. Our other funds, it's changed from 500.4 to 495. Okay. Office of the Commissioner, governor's recommendation. Page 121, administrative services. We deleted one of the two new positions they were recommending. We allowed one of them. They're asking for two systems analysts. We allowed one of them. So the new personal services figure is 1266.4. The travel figure remains the same at 10.9. The contractual figure goes to 196.8. The commodities figure goes to 5.7, and the equipment figure to 4.4. General fund total, or the total, then becomes 1616.9. Blue book. Blue book, governor's recommendation, except my recommendation would be
zero.
Zero.
No? No, it's the governor's figure. But my recommendation would be that we transfer this from the general government out of this component to Division of Libraries within the Department of Education. I just think it's ridiculous to have this component here all by itself. It really belongs in libraries anyway, I think. So my recommendation would be next year when they budget through Division of Libraries. I don't know how we handle that. We can do it now. We can transfer the education category. I think that's where it belongs.
All right, why don't you hold that one?
That's pretty juicy there.
Anyway, we got this figure now. Building security. Building security would be governor's recommendation. That's on page 125. Page 129. We hold it open. Yeah. We were discussing a couple of possibilities here. But can we leave that open? Page 129. Okay. I don't think we made a final decision on how we were going to fund Department of Transportation. And I thought maybe we should be consistent. Page 131 would be open then also. We're not looking at any increases anywhere along the line here anyway. Page 133 would hold open. Okay. I think the rest of them are just Department of Transportation where we don't have any recommended changes. The only recommended change we would have is that we decide to fund DOT. Three quarters of the year or whatever we decided the budget category, I think we should be consistent and do the same here.
All right.
And that's the only feeling. The only thing left then in the category is on the last page. 203.
That's what
looks like you skip a lot, but the rest of that's legislative, but...
The last page, or 203, finance.
Office of the Ombudsman, we do have some recommendations here.
Before we go into that, I just have one more question, since you left a few open in that division.
I'm taking questions.
Well, no question. Could we leave Treasury Management open just till we start closing those other ones? I noticed they got some money here, various permanent fund operations. I just wanted to review what I had a chance to...
What page is that on? Fine with me, we can leave it open.
Page is on.
115. I don't, just so we don't mislead people, on this DOT that we've left open, there's nothing major in there. It's only a policy decision of what the committee wants to do, I think.
There is a budget amendment, Mr. Chairman, it's coming out that will reduce this gap.
Yeah, it might reduce some, but I don't think it's gonna take more than 5 minutes to close it when we decide to close it. And under Office of the Ombudsman then, he's requested quite a few new positions, and we've allowed position one, a regional representative for Fairbanks. They don't have an office in Fairbanks. They will open one, I think they should have one. The stats show that they have a number of inquiries, quite a few inquiries from Fairbanks. So we allow the regional representative in Fairbanks, Secretary Two in Fairbanks, and also positions four and positions five. We're allowing positions one, two, four, and five. Position of, we're deleting a solicitor in Anchorage, which does legal review, except for recommending that he be replaced with another person. And his title would be...
Ombudsman Corrections Officer.
Ombudsman Corrections Officer to work primarily with the correctional institutions. And Allison, did we get a final figure on what that would be?
The total expenditure would be 636.0, backing out the solicitor.
Right. 636.0 instead of 635.4, so we really didn't increase it that much. We just backed out the solicitor, put in a correctional officer, correctional ombudsman. What they've included in there, the Fairbanks office, some of the increase comes about because they're off in contractual, because they're opening that office, for example. They're also instituting a program in the bush where they'll hire people in various communities for 12 hours a month, is that what it is, to handle bush complaints, which I think is a good program to start.
Well, don't we handle what?
Complaints out of the rural areas of the state.
12 hours a day?
12 hours a month? What is it, 12 hours a month? It may be more than that, but it's starting a program in the rural areas that's never been there before. Well, maybe it was 12 hours a week. We'll look it up. Well, they haven't had anything before.
Ain't got nothing now.
I'm sure one thing is not 12 hours a day.
Yeah, we know it's not 12 hours a day.
It's like Anchorage wanting more money.
Whoever the person is going to be
I think this is a question that should have been handled in subcommittee.
What's that? It was handled in subcommittee.
That's how we're on.
This is subcommittee, don't you recognize it?
I didn't bring it to the floor here. I think we gotta move this Senate back to subcommittee.
Wait, guy holds a grudge.
What?
I have a question about the chairman.
Is the regional representative on board now?
In Fairbanks?
No, just on board somewhere.
No.
Will we start him out at $45,000 a year?
Salaries and benefits.
Well, salaries, and the benefits, when you get that tacked on, is $57,000
a year. No. The other costs make it 57. The equipment, et cetera, travel make it 57. Salaries and benefits run about 20%, so you figure the salaries is probably...
I thought $35,000.
That's
salary and benefit.
Right, that's salary and benefits. Yes,
what is it? Well, 20% of that could be.
I figure it's about $35,000 a year position.
Jesus Christ. Which I could start out at $35,000.
Which, of course.
Further questions on the ombudsman?
Total figure 636.6. We've accepted everything except changing that figure. And they really want that corrections officer, and I think they need him. I think it's a good move.
I have a
question. Are you ready to go in the morning at 8:30 with your buddy?
And you're gonna meet tonight, huh? What have you been doing all day today?
Playing basketball.
I've been meeting in two other committees. I have a bill up in Tess and I was in the Senate Resources.
Did you testify in that bill?
No, I asked if I could do it later.
Do we have any other?
You can do it if you want.
Do we have any other budget ready to go?
No, man, Justice.
You have Justice? Justice.
What is there?
Yep.
Gotta be Justice somewhere.
Are you sure?
Eight thirty in the morning.
Alright.
You know, Justice, everybody as quick as I am.
The meeting will come to order. We don't have a quorum. We'll go anyway.
Come down here and sit by me for a change. I can give you help. put the head honcho up there.
Actually, I just picked to sit next to the secretary. Deal for me.
Put a big sign on it and say garbage, haul it away. Go and leave it.
Wendell Kay, I never forget how he tried to get, you know, get all this paperwork and reports and all this crap cut down, you know, just displayed paper resume. One of the best ideas we ever had, but nobody would move on it. It's appropriate. $1 million worth of studies a year. And the mailbox would be full every day between sessions. I weighed my mail one day, 23 pounds I had. One shot. Now I thought of it, I got about three letters.
Bill, look, start up here.
Yeah, the subcommittee on justice was thinking along the lines of what the governor did. The justice budget seems to be very much tight this year. Bob, would you please, we'll begin on page 5, which takes the public defender first judicial district. Bob, would you please just flip along and...
Yeah. I guess I've got, I wasn't sure whether or not I had all the things that you decided on. As I understand it, in the first district, you took the governor's budget.
That's right.
There is a investigator training position that hadn't been filled here. I talked to the public defender, Bud Carpinetti, about that position last year, and he was having a hard time getting it filled. Some of that money is going to be lapsed this year, but he still wants to give it a shot. So I think governor's budget is good.
In the second district, last year in the Senate, they came in and decided that ought to go positions. It had been on contract. And in free conference, I guess an arrangement was made between House and the Senate whereby Art Snowden, the administrative director for the court system, would look into it and see what was best for the state. And it was his opinion that they should keep the contract going. So in effect, the agency never established the two positions, and they've come in with a budget here to continue the contract again this year.
Right. That was a good report, too. Really was thoroughly done.
In the third district, you'll see where the governor allowed 2 of 7 attorney positions. These two positions were allowed on the basis that the public defender felt there was going to be a big increase in misdemeanors in Anchorage based upon their putting on somewhere between 50 and 70 new troopers, depending on who you, or 70 new police, depending on who you talk to. This would be in the Sand Lake Muldoon area. Conversations I had with the Anchorage police indicated that there wouldn't be necessarily an arithmetic increase on an average per trooper equal to the number of arrests that average per officer equal to what's being done now, because there just wasn't that much crime not being covered. Also, talked with the court system on this, and they're a little bit leery as to whether there's going to be a proportionate increase, and they in turn have not included anything in their budget, and Snowden was thinking in terms of a wait and see attitude. That coupled with the Anchorage police, I think the subcommittee, based on that, decided to not allow those two positions.
He says there was one vacancy with attorney.
Right. They have since, on March the 4th, they show that as being filled, however. So
okay.
They did work with that.
So what are the numbers?
The numbers, without the two attorney positions approved by the governor, would be 799.4 in personal services. Travel would remain at 43.7. Contractual services would be reduced to 202.0, and this is part of the cost of those two new positions. Commodities would be reduced to 11.2. Equipment would become 3.0, and then the Asher rent under lands and buildings would remain the same. This would then give you a total of 1067.9.
Okay.
Okay, in the 4th Judicial District on page 11, let me at the outset point out that in the new positions, you'll find line 4, which doesn't have anything in it. And over there is a governor's approval of 1. Okay, that's an error. The amount that, in effect, should have been approved
for the governor's budget is two positions. What line four was merely an agency's continuation of the one-half-time legal secretary in Bethel.
Okay. So what the governor allowed then was a legal assistant in Bethel and the attorney three in Fairbanks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the subcommittee recommendation?
The governor's budget, sir.
Was there any kind of caseload increase to support these positions?
Well, I've got some breakouts on their data from the public defender.
I tell you why I say that. I seriously question whether they need another person in Fairbanks. Also in Bethel, the legal assistant in Bethel. They've got one now, I think.
In fact, they already have an attorney and a legal assistant, plus a secretary in Bethel.
Well, how does that stack up with the district attorney's office?
They've got more horsepower than the DA.
Than the DA?
Yes, at this time.
We don't even have one in our town.
The caseload that they show, I didn't get a breakdown by area. Their basic statistics in the budget is strictly statewide, and they do not overall show caseload increases commensurate with their estimates of prior years.
Take them out.
Okay. They don't jack up the capabilities in another part of the budget.
Well, the DA has come in asking for paralegal or an assistant of some sort at a small level, which would bring him up to the same size staffing as the as a public defender now has without any new positions. That's in the third judicial district, and they've come up for a paralegal in Bethel, which the governor did not allow.
Okay. What would the figures be if you dropped out these two positions?
Okay, I do have a spread on that. You would have 499.8 in personal services. You would have 17.9 in travel. Contractual would become 63.8. Commodities would become 5.4. Equipment would become 2.0. And the total would become 588.9. I might point out here that this statewide breakdown of data was not available to the subcommittee when they went into this. This is something that I've just been able to get out of them, and it was in relation to the supplemental appropriation that they put in for an attorney. And in light of the very same thing I'm telling you here, they've withdrawn the request for that supplemental. That bill will die in the Senate.
Oh, okay.
But it was a result of that we got the breakdown of community data. They just never had done it before. So the subcommittee just didn't have this to work with.
Okay. Okay, well, I'd move that figure then, 588.9.
Moving along.
All right, sir.
Okay, if there's no objection, let's go ahead.
In administration and support, the subcommittee moved the governor's budget. Correct me if I'm wrong, Representative.
Sure.
I'm not sure I've got the same things that you have.
Yeah, it's covered.
Okay. Is there any public administration support? Are these all these positions filled?
Well, there's a little bit of error in here, and also there is a position vacant. As of September 10th of 76, which now is a year and a half, they've had a Secretary 1 vacant in Shortell's office. Now, if you look on page 13, you find In the fiscal year 77 and 78 columns, they only show two positions. Well, that's an error. They've had three permanent full-time positions.
But they just haven't filled them, right?
Well, they didn't show it in those 2 years. I'm accounting for the difference between the two shown in prior years and the three positions shown in this budget without any notice of a new position.
Where what is it? Let's do a YTD on it right now. Let's see. In other words, and see if they're fiddling with that money.
Here's the month. Oh, yeah. Actually, vacancy as of 3-4 was $9,756 on a $91,000 personal services budget, or about 10%, which would pretty much show the vacancy of this secretary. And I can get that. That's you got that off the position budget report.
Okay. Well, let's.
So whatever else they may be doing, they're not. They are showing a vacancy.
Okay. Well, what if we quack on that a little bit? If they squeal, then I'm sure that. What if you pull that position that's been vacant since for the last almost 2 years?
The personal services total for that position came out to $19,900.
Page 13.
Yes, sir.
I guess it'd be pretty much the
so
same.
So it would reduce the personal services to 87.2 from 107.1 in the governor's budget. And.
I'm on page 13. I guess I'm in the wrong place.
That's right.
You're on the right.
Okay. Travel into what?
Okay. Travel would remain the same as the governor's. The only change would be in personal services if this position were deleted.
Okay.
And the 107.1 would go to 87.2, and the total of 144.3 in the governor's column would then become 124.4.
Okay. I'd recommend that. I'd move that figure. And if they holler, then we can reconsider, I guess. But I know there's some slack fiddling around. I tell you what happens to that thing. A lot of times these positions aren't filled, and the guys take the money and fly off God knows where. And
you recognize that too?
Exotic conventions in Bermuda and things.
Well, you will see in the administration and support that their travel has been a bit higher than what they've been authorized in any year.
Okay.
The overall increase in travel throughout the whole budget is 28%, $683,000 over what it was last year.
Election year.
Yeah. Well, some of this, in the justice category, addressing the travel, some of this you'll find out is accounting adjustments where there are identical reductions in contractual services.
Yeah.
They
used
to
put per diem in, and some of them had per diem in contractual.
Right. Well, it was witness fees and expert witnesses. When you had these dudes on board, they were funded out of the 380 contractual services professional fees account.
Right.
But you were paying for their transportation. So to get a better account of just how much transportation the state actually is spending, they moved the money for that into travel now, and they built a separate line item for it in there, so you get a better idea of travel.
Yeah. Human rights.
Got it. Here, I believe the subcommittee took the governor's budget.
Is he in outside here?
Here, once again, I'm going to assume if there's objections, people will raise it. Otherwise. Subcommittee recommendations will be accepted.
In the Police Standards Council, the subcommittee took the governor's budget. There's no startling increases there. In criminal justice planning, the grants. They're basically an estimate of what the agency figures are going to get. There's nothing too controversial there unless somebody feels they're getting stung. So the committee took the governor's budget there also.
Can I ask Mr. Green on that?
I have.
Let me read right quick here.
quite understand it. There's a group came in a while back from the teenage, and this was from the Craig Youth Center, was a group of, and I never did figure out what the hell they were doing except trying to, you know, see what was going on and that kind of thing. And I asked them where they got their money, and they told me from the criminal justice planning. Does that sound?
Depends on what they were doing, but yeah, LEAA has funded almost everything that you can imagine that could be related to the criminal justice field.
I think it's one of the biggest wastes of money ever done here in the state. I don't know what they plan to do with this money. I guess they're just, I don't know what they're doing. But ever since I've been here, I thought this was one of the biggest single wastes of money in the whole state. So it's nearly all federal funding. What is the match, Bob?
It varies.
I mean, what is it for?
Oh, it's just the state's portion where they've got to come up with
10%.
Cash money. It's about 10, well, actually it's about 10 to 1 in the action grants. Now you find there's been some changing. You get back into the planning part, they're going, the federal portion is reducing and you're picking up more and more general fund. Like on, not to jump around, but on, let's see, page 25, you'll find that there's quite an increase in the general fund over the prior years, and the deal has been that the feds have reduced their ratio from 70 fed 30 state to 57 fed 43 state.
Oh no, no sir, no sir, they're not going to get this crap into the state budget. That's all it is to it.
That's the funding portion that's changed.
What have they done that's been of value to the state? I haven't heard of one single thing that they've ever done, and they spent millions of dollars. What, have they ever done anything that's of any value?
They're merely, well, I guess one would have to read. I'm not aware of it. We've got a listing in there. They sent in a report that the finance committee's in the intent requested last year to list all their grants. They don't, in effect, appraise their own grants, but they do list them. And I guess, depending on your area and what your interest is, one could read the grant results and find out whether they're satisfied with them. But they're a clearinghouse. They do not perform a real honest-to-goodness function in terms of a working agency other than to help communities and other state agencies fill out grant forms and keep them in compliance so they can get more federal money. That's the purpose of the whole thing.
All right. What I'd like to do is, there's a subcommittee recommendation of governor's figures on 21 and 23.
21, 23, and 25.
Okay, I'll move that, those figures, and let's go on to 25, because I've got a... Okay. On page 25, there was an intent statement that an annual report should have been made. It should have been made on December 1st. Did they make that?
Oh, yes. That's the one I was referring to.
Okay.
Where they came in with a listing of their grants.
Yeah.
And they laid out what they've done. They followed the intent. That's why I say it's a matter of one would have to read and figure out whether or not you were satisfied with the individual grants that you were familiar with or wanted to be familiar with. I mean, they basically reported what they've done.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. If we delete this entire thing, which I would intend to do, on page 25, if we delete this, what effect, if any, would it have on this, on the discretionary and action grant?
That'd be the end of them. LEAA, in effect, demands that each state have an agency like this to make sure that the recipients are in compliance.
So really what it is, as near as I can tell, it's just a job of creation of jobs is about all it amounts to, because it doesn't do the state any good at all.
Most of the positions in here you'll find are positions in effect mandated by the various requirements of LEAA for the state to receive this money.
Does all the LEAA money come through here?
Basically. There may be some direct grants. Well, LEAA money, yes. There may be some other grants through health and welfare, other such things that are related, but LEA funds all come through here as far as I know.
Where, do you have that report?
I have it in my office.
I'd like to see that.
And get it.
I thought that LEAA was supposed to help police in the various towns. Instead of that, we've got a bunch of
bureaucrats.
A bunch of horses.
Did they use it in Walmart? I'm pretty sure that it did. I don't think they even do that.
Yeah, Russ Spring.
As I got the story from the group that I was talking to, as a matter of fact, they got a grant of $24,000 this last year for this Craig Youth Center. And as I understood the pitch from the chaperones, it was a kind of a club to keep them out of trouble type thing. And, without saying anything for it or against it, I mean, it just kind of certainly strange that it would be in the justice budget. But what value to have, I don't know that it would be.
I can't understand for the life of me, you know, when this money is available, why people, for instance, can't come up. I know the LEAA money was used to buy police more than
that. I can have copies made for all members of the committee if you desire.
Okay, here we go. Let's String Child Care Council. Youth Crime and Justice Conference.
You got the Latch String and the Baron Officer?
That's the name.
Okay.
It's an after school care, it's a daycare program, okay? Several daycare programs, consumer protection newsletter. Children's services. Children in crisis, summer day camp, youth advocates, Craig Youth Center. Here's something that's worthwhile. Juvenile Diversion, Kodiak Police Department. Juvenile officer for Kodiak Police Department to assist in diverting status. Tyonic Youth Center, Chugach Council with Campfire Girls.
Everything going about the same.
Gamble Teen Center, Known Teen Center. It's Teen Youth Center. Havelock. Fishery and Marine Technology Program. Teen Center, Petersburg Youth Program. Really talked everybody on the committee.
That's on 25?
Yeah. Communications Improvement, Whittier, Unalaska, Skagway, Enana.
What the hell did, what's in there for Enana? What are they doing?
$12,000 for communication improvement. For Wasp Police Department. Angoon Law Enforcement Communication.
Is that, just a minute, the one in the end, is that on the ambulance?
Is that on the ambulance?
No. It says communication.
What are you reading from, Steve?
Ernie, what I've got is a copy of the legislative of the report that was made available to us because of the intent that we put in the budget last year.
Mr. Chairman, it's got some additional information pertaining to personal services.
Mr. Chairman, yesterday, March 15th, Charlie Adams, the Executive Director of Criminal Justice Planning, sent me over a memorandum with regard to a question about in fiscal year 78, they had 6 temporary positions. They don't appear in the 79 budget, but the funding did. And after questioning, he agreed that they have $42,100, too much general fund in there. They, in effect, funded these discontinued positions in this budget. And so they've agreed that it should be reduced. General fund should be reduced by 42.1.
All right. Okay, here they're doing some stuff in here. Firearms instructors for Anchorage Police, polygraph training, that's good stuff. That's what they ought to have. Police planning officer, Fairbanks, field training officer instruction, crime scene inventory, that stuff's pretty good. Municipal police training, drug enforcement school. All right. Village police.
In line with the crime prevention, could you make an argument for the teenage books?
I think you probably could. Looking through here, in fact, it's not as bad as I thought. Criminal Justice Center.
Frankly, it's a little hard for me to swallow the daycare bit, but then maybe I'm missing a point somewhere. Seems to me like that ought to be in social services or something like that.
There's some stuff in here. Okay. What happens, Bob, to the studies that are funded through here? In other words, here's a study on the evaluation of Malapa Youth Center. Does that just go there and sit there, or is it sent to state agencies or what?
Well, it would be on request. The Criminal Justice Planning Agency has copies, of course, and the federal level of the LEAA gets copies of it. As far as any actual implementation, I guess that would depend upon the administrative intentions of the agency.
Okay. I have to say this ain't near as bad as I thought. There's a people want to take a look through there. I don't want to pass it back down. Bob, what is the, in other words, how many administrative people do we need in here? How many, they got 13 people, huh?
Yes, sir.
They always say that you have to, that's required by federal law anytime they need a justification. They never do justify by saying we need the people.
Well, basically, it comes parts of the programs that they're tied up in, and I guess it would take an attorney to sit down and figure out just exactly what they have to do and what is nice to do. But every time I've questioned a position, they've been able to lead me through the paperwork that says that if you're going to have this, such as a juvenile, a planner for juvenile aspects of the LEA program, you've got to have one of those, and you've got to have some evaluators. And you keep putting on these people, and it just, it's insidious, and I guess there are a lot of negative aspects to it, but basically their staff is what they've got to have to comply with the program.
Okay. What would be the number then, if we pull those general funds out that we don't need?
If you were to deduct the $42,100, you would have $471.9 in personal services. You would have a total of $699.8 instead of $471.9.
Instead of $41.9.
Right. It would be $699.8 instead of what, $741.9. Your general fund would become $274.7 instead of $316.8.
Okay. One further question. In grants and claims, there appears a figure of $50,000 for Judicial Planning Committee. What is that?
Okay, that's the second year. That came on by a revised program. The first year, which was last year, they had $36,000 or $38,000. Over a period of 3 years, they're getting this grant. Exactly how the court system is using it, I'm not sure.
Does it go direct? Does it go to Rubenstein? Is that where?
No, that goes to Snowden in the court. That particular $50,000.
Okay. Okay, move the figure 694.699.8 total and 274.7 on general fund.
Which page around that?
25.
Do that again.
Personal service 471 what?
99,
sir.
Total expenditures would be 699.8. Rest of the figures would be the government. And the general fund part, which is, would be 274.7. Okay. Boy, they had some Lulus in here. That list is a whole lot better than the one they had, I guess, maybe 2 years
ago. Yeah, 2 years ago was
the year when they were then. Holy smoke.
Well, what in the hell is going on in this country,
Well, Ern,
what I heard last night, I couldn't sleep after what I heard last night. Can you get some more of this?
Where were you last night?
I sat over across the hall here at 11:30 listening to the
what?
Social service. Jesus Christ, see that program, make your hair hurt. Country's going broke.
Going on, page 39.
Okay.
In the first judicial district of the DA's offices, the committee went for the governor's budget.
Okay.
$500,000. Huh?
Let's see. That. Yeah, right. Okay. The increase in travel reflects a shift in witness fees and stuff.
Also, an increase in subsistence for witnesses. They're going to be getting paid the regular per diem rate at the state level. In past years, it's been $21 a day.
Yeah.
And you just can't exist for $21 a day in these areas where you're not at home. So.
Can I get a copy of this report?
You may have that one, sir.
Alaska Fishing and Marine Technology Project, Alaska Youth Village.
Woo-hoo.
Christ on that crutch.
Okay.
In the second judicial district, on page 31, the committee again took the governor's budget. They also took the governor's budget for the third judicial district.
Okay, this is the third judicial district. All right. What is the reason for the, I see we zapped the public defenders people. What is the reason for the new prosecutor?
Okay, this is pretty much an anticipated increase due to the extra Anchorage police.
Is that the people we put in the budget, or the people at Sand Lake and
That's the Anchorage Police Department itself to go into Sand Lake, the municipal police. This is not for troopers. Most of those troopers were docked out of there last year by the governor.
Yeah. What, what are those guys going on? I mean,
okay, they're going to take over police protection in the Sand Lake, Muldoon, and another area I can't remember the name of.
Who is?
As of July 1, the City of Anchorage Police Department, or the Municipal Police Department, I'm not sure the proper terminology. They will take on the Eagle River area of it sometime after January of 79. And when I talked to the Anchorage outfit up there, they were totally in the dark as to any definite dates. This was about 3 weeks ago. The whole aspect, like the public defender, has been one of tooling up on an anticipated increase. But again, I go back to what my direct contact with the Anchorage Police Department and with the courts, and they're in a wait-and-see pattern.
Well, I think in order to be consistent, that we ought to not allow, we ought to disallow the position. Now, I don't know how people feel about it, but that's certainly the approach the committee's taken in other instances, it seems to me. That, in other words, the number of crimes isn't going to increase because there's more cops. There's just going to be some more arrests, I guess. Maybe they won't.
Well, they're talking 71 new police officers throughout Anchorage. And under the umbrella of taking on Sand Lake Muldoon, they're also beefing up their entire force. Now, when I talked with those people up there, they said approximately 60% would only be on the street. The rest of them will be in support units. So in fact, you're not going to have 71 new cops running around arresting people.
Okay, that's smart.
Well, the reason for the added policeman, I thought, was to prevent the crime. If you got more policemen out there, you have less crime, so consequently less load on the court system.
I sure hope so.
Well, I thought that was the objective. Hell, if that's not it, well, then we just not, no sense in having any policemen at all.
They just catch more people over there.
Okay, how about the...
Cartman's loose.
Okay, how about the Kodiak position, Bob?
That reads as, in effect, a clerk typist, a receptionist position. When you read the position description, it's going to be somebody that sits at the door, takes incoming traffic, handles the telephone. I think
how many people have they got in that office now?
They have a secretary out there at Kodiak.
Okay,
I can get the exact number.
Do they have a legal secretary already?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it? Do they need? I know they had a hell of a problem out there last year.
I don't have any problem with the extra position. My only thought on it is, at this point, is that it is not really a legal secretary. The way they're going to use it, they could get by with a lower grade position, and the state could save a few bucks. They get by with a clerk typist three.
Okay, I move then with the personal, excuse me.
I just want to say that with the coming of the 200 mile limit, the Coast Guard is going to be stepped up out there tremendously. And Kodiak and also the fishing fleet. So I would say they probably need this, everything they can get.
Yeah, they had a really heavy increase last year, and we put a new DA, assistant DA out there, and really the entire community of Kodiak wrote in about it. We put it in. I think they are. See, they're also handling Naknek and Dillingham?
They go out throughout the whole chain. Judge Manson out of Kodiak handles that whole area out there.
Okay. I would move then the following, that personal services be amended to reflect clerk typist position, whatever it is that the position really is, and that be the only addition to the existing.
Knock out the attorney for Anchorage?
Yeah.
I don't have a breakout of figures on that at this point. Would it be satisfactory to the committee if I get them and come back with them?
Yeah.
And is this going to be a legal secretary in Kodiak or just a secretary?
A clerk type is three, which would be roughly one pay grade lower.
Is he reducing the legal secretary to a clerk types?
The governor, yeah. The agency's position, yes, sir.
That's what the position description really was.
Right. They're going to use her to answer traffic at the door. What in effect it would appear on the sheet, if the committee goes, I would put in a position number four, which would be clerk type is three in Kodiak, and I would run the cost on across the page and then put in a position footnote to indicate what the committee has done so that there wouldn't be any confusion.
Okay. The objection to that approach? Not passed on. persecution, Fourth Judicial District.
What do we do with the first two now, governors?
Persecution?
Yeah.
Yeah. Governor. I know they don't need anybody new in Fairbanks.
Oh, pardon me. I do see a column of figures that I have that will do that. I did have a workout on that. If you wanted the Third Judicial District, the prosecution figures, I have.
Okay.
Personal services would be 1441.6. Travel would become 200.4.
Quarter of a million bucks.
Contractual would become 111.1. Commodities would become 13.2. Equipment would become 4.9. Lands and buildings, which is Asher rent, would remain 73.1. You would then have a total of 1844.3.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Huggins.
$205,000 for travel?
Ernie, that they transferred all those witness fees in there. That's what the thing is.
Oh.
And you see this reduction in contractual there.
Holy old Mother Mary. Jesus Christ.
Quit crying.
Quit crying? I guess there's no use, really.
That's my point.
Go back to hanging.
Ernie, they got witness fees and per diem in there that they have to pay. It's a little different than a normal travel, I guess is what we're saying.
The only person that's treated loud here in the witness is the juror.
Yes, sir.
How about the taxpayer?
Well, they're at the end of every list.
Ship all up there too. Turn them.
Page 35.
Okay, the Fourth Judicial District, the subcommittee took the governor's budget. Page 37. The subcommittee again took the governor's budget for the administrative unit. On page 39, we have a new component. This dollar for dollar has been transferred out of Third Judicial District DA's office, so they're not adding money per se here. And this is going to handle nothing but criminal appeals and other special prosecutions. And the committee took the governor's budget on this.
Okay, was there a caseload increase to justify the new attorney and legal secretary?
I've got some word back from the court. Department of Law really didn't have what they felt to be adequate statistics, but going to the court system, yes, there is a commensurate increase over the last 2 years. In fact, they're running about 30 to 40% increase each year in appeals, criminal appeals.
Okay. Now, the appeals that arose from the pipeline period would be just about right for processing right now. I'd like to add some intent here that the new positions allowed should be reevaluated during the next fiscal year to determine whether they are in fact necessary anymore or not. The pipeline period would be 75, 76, so that gives them a couple of years. That's about right.
Okay, which fiscal year would you desire that in?
Well, 1980. I think the intent should be, the new position should be reevaluated after this fiscal year to determine whether the caseload level remain at the same level or some such stuff like that. Bob, just by way of inquiry, do they have does a public defender at all have to, are they required to take crap like traffic appeals and all such stuff? Is that if people warm to?
As I understand it, that's the nature of the court system in this state. Talk with Snowden on it, and I guess every citizen has the right to appeal almost everything that comes along.
And, you know, in other words, some drunken driving thing that would cost an average man too much to do if he doesn't have any money at all, he gets to run it all the way through the Supreme Court.
As I understand talking with Snowden, the court would feel obligated at this time to have the court appoint an attorney if the fellow was not able to pay for himself. I don't understand it, but that's what they, in effect, what they say.
There ought to be some kind of a screening board or something for that.
Well, I think that the court system was talking in terms of maybe an intermediate court that would handle appeals. I don't know how far they've gotten on that.
Well, they're talking about it.
Anyway,
okay.
Well, I mean,
just go all the way to the top of that. How many intermediate stages there are?
Yeah,
that's more chance of that.
In other words, there ought to be some way the public defender could look at this stuff and say it has no merit and we're not going to take it.
Well,
Christ, there'd be appeals from that too. Okay.
Oh, good, we won. Right, they're going to give us a...
Well, crash on the...
You've got to give the meat back.
Palmer Correction, but
I'm sure that the girl...
Governor's on this one, 39. Mm-hmm. We gave them their additional two positions.
Yep. What's the intent that it be reevaluated during the next fiscal year?
So, I think we were talking about the APCO yesterday.
In the Palmer Correction Center, subcommittee took the governor's budget.
They got any vacancies here, bud?
They have one correction officer vacant since August 27th, 8/27/77. They seem to be leaving it vacant because they've had other vacancies. I've identified a couple other positions that have been vacant and filled since this time. So for some reason, they're keeping this position vacant.
Are they actively recruiting for the position?
I haven't the slightest idea. I didn't query them on that.
Well, we'll quack them and see what happens.
It's going to go straight down. Okay.
Particular position is PCN 4045 that's been vacant since August of 27.
Okay, let's gig it. I move that we gig that position. If they come in with a justification later on, we can reconsider.
The personal services involved there would be $24,700. Okay. From the 7558 would give you
731-1. Okay.
Is this an RP position? It doesn't appear here. Or what position?
It's a position that's presently on the staff of the 23. It just happens to be vacant. They haven't filled it.
So it would go down to 22 now.
Yes, sir.
It would be the
C10.
Okay. I want to break.
What would the final figure be?
108.28. That would be the final amount.
Okay, and 22
permanent full-time duty.
Okay.
How long have you been empty?
Since August.
Sure.
In the Anchorage State Correctional Center, which is otherwise referred to as 3rd Avenue, that was left open, and I...
Okay.
Not here.
is Russ around? You know, Russ knows a lot about this stuff, too, you know. He made a personal tour of this thing during the interim. He went around and made a really hard study of this.
What page?
Does that include 6? Does that include 6th Avenue, too?
No. 6th Avenue is termed the annex. It'll appear in another budget. This particular area here is strictly for 3rd Avenue.
Was there a subcommittee recommendation on this?
No, it was not open.
Okay.
Do you have a notice?
You want the content first?
Oh, okay.
Well, why don't we move the governor's budget pending further? I'd like to see what Russ has to say about it.
Okay.
Have they got enough? Are they fully staffed in there now?
I remember one of the problems that Representative Meekins was having.
Yeah.
They did not have published the governor's ca-